Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. To start, a look at today's main headlines. The Israeli military has now withdrawn to an agreed territory in Gaza, 7 hours on from the implementation of a ceasefire deal. Greyhound Racing Ireland says 99.7% of the dogs that raced in Lifford Stadium completed their races from January until the end of September this year, after it's emerged that 13 dogs were euthanised this year so far due to injury. The five-month-long hosepipe ban that's currently in place for Milford will come to an end on Monday. And the Taoiseach has confirmed he will vote for Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys in the upcoming presidential election. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. The Israeli military has now withdrawn to an agreed territory in Gaza, 7 hours on from the implementation of a ceasefire deal. Hamas has now 72 hours to release all its hostages, from which then will be followed by the release of Palestinian prisoners. The measure marks the first of the phase of the US-backed peace plan that was agreed by the Israeli cabinet last night. BBC World Affairs editor John Simpson says there's a question mark over phase two.
The only absolutely bankable guarantee that Hamas has got out of this is that the guns will stop firing and the planes will stop bombing. But the key issues of the future, I mean, one of the major points is the disarming of Hamas. Nobody has even talked about that, as I understand it. Certainly not been any agreement about it.
Well, the Red Cross is warning the return of hostages will be immensely challenging. They say the scale and speed of the operation within its 72-hour deadline is an extremely tight frame time. The international organisation is expected to play a role in the exchange, as it did during the release of the previous short-lived ceasefires. However, it says it has not been given any further details. Greyhound Racing Ireland says 99.7% of the dogs that raced in Lifford Stadium completed their races from January until the end of September this year. It comes as the Irish Council Against Bloodsport say 13 of the hounds were euthanised in the first 8 months of the year due to injury. The figures were released to Deputy Paul Murphy. Greyhound Racing Ireland, in response to questions asked by Highland Radio, said that depending on the injury, putting the dog to sleep is sometimes the most humane option, and that the last year over 2,000 unannounced welfare inspections on greyhound premises were carried out, with less than 1% requiring intervention. The Irish Council Against Bloodsport have condemned the deaths and are again calling on the government to end grants to support the activity. The five-month-long hosepipe ban that's currently in place in the Milford Region public water supply will come to an end on Monday. The water preservation order was first announced on May 6th, initially to only last for 6 weeks. Ishka Éireann say the efforts from the people of Milford, Kerrykeel and Remelton to reduce water usage and report leaks have been instrumental in protecting the local supply during a period of unprecedented pressure. Despite the restrictions being lifted, Ishka Éireann is urging the public to continue to use water wisely. The Taoiseach has confirmed he will vote for Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys in the upcoming presidential election. Micheál Martin also said Fianna Fáil voters will not be directed to vote for a particular candidate. The Fianna Fáil leader also firmly rejected any suggestion the election will be a referendum on the government, describing the idea as a false premise. Mr Martin outlined why he's supporting Heather Humphreys.
In terms of my own personal position, and it'll be a personal decision, you know, I'm pro-European passionately, I'm pro the European Union. I'm pro the enterprise economy, as I'm here today in terms of food and agriculture. And I think of the two candidates, the person that is closest to those perspectives, you know, it's quite clear who that is, you know.
Catherine Connolly?
No, obviously not. You know, not at all, yeah. Heather, obviously.
Meanwhile, Heather Humphrey says she plans to visit Donegal to brush up on her Irish if elected. She was the minister for the Gaeltacht in 2014, despite not fluently speaking the language. After speaking on RT's Drive Time yesterday in the first head-to-head presidential debate, Ms Humphrey said she did attend the Gaeltacht in Donegal and pledged to return if elected to reinforce her confidence in speaking Gaelic. She also praised her successor as minister of the Gaeltacht, Joe McHugh, a former Donegal deputy, in learning the language. Planning permission has been sought by Met Éireann to see the erection of a weather tower in the Loch Fad area of South Donegal. The structure would comprise of a galvanised steel truss radar tower with a technical equipment room, a ray dome located at the top and 24 solar panels that would be located on the ground. If completed, the structure would stand at 30 metres tall and 8 metres wide. A man has been arrested after two vehicles parked outside a home were found alight this morning in the Lochinure area. The man, aged in his 30s, has been arrested in connection with the investigation and is being detained at a Garda station in the northwest. Criminal damage was caused to the van and car at approximately 10 past 5 this morning, and Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. Households could be 2% worse off when all budget measures take effect. That's according to the ESRI, which says low-income households will see the biggest impact, with losses of around 4.1%. However, it says consumers could benefit from the lower VAT rate for hospitality if it results in reduced prices. Speaking to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show, former independent deputy Thomas Pringle says the budget has prioritised property developers.
Basically, this is a budget that has ignored working people, and actually people are worse off after this budget. And that's shocking when you look at then that the tax breaks that have been given to developers for the development of housing in Dublin, and actually tax breaks then that have been given to, while it has will benefit some of the smaller businesses across the country, it is the likes of McDonald's and Supermax that are going to benefit from those breaks.
But there's something like 40 or 50,000 planning permissions granted. Granted, the government believes this will kickstart the development of those properties now and deliver the much-needed housing. I mean, I know it's in Dublin and we'd love it up here, but, you know.
Well, you look at all the tax breaks that are given to developers at every turnaround, and that hasn't kickstarted the development of houses at any stage. You know, there's a huge amount of speculation taking place in relation to planning permissions. Developers get land rezoned, they get a planning permission, they use that then to increase the value of it and sell it on, and then the purchaser of that land then uses more tax breaks to sell that on. And so what you get is a massive trade in developable land, but no actual development taking place. And, you know, that's clear that the government's policy in relation to housing has failed, and failed utterly, when you see that the homelessness figures across the country and the amount of people that are in need of housing.
Meanwhile, Ben Harkin, chair of Ogra Fianna Fáil in Donegal, says the one-off payments from last year's budget were driving inflation.
Fundamentally, this here is about making sure that there's, you know, 19 billion allocated for capital investment, so things like housing, electricity, transport, making sure that we're reducing the underlying costs that's watering down people's paycheck. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said that 1.9% of inflation is due to high spending. So I think we've seen that the temporary payments the government putting out, that while they've been helping people, they've also been putting up inflation and they've been watering down people's paychecks, essentially. So I think it's important that, you know, we get a handle on that there. These supports were always going to be temporary and they had to come to an end at some point. Yeah. We've seen permanent reductions in things like college fees, which I think is good. But again, for people sending someone to college, that cost is housing. I think that we have two bottlenecks when it comes to housing, planning for houses. When it comes to apartments, one of the problems is that it's very hard to make apartments break even. I think this here, tax break for that there, given that it's out to 2030, is going to give people confidence. I know that some people don't like people making profit. That is an incentive, and I think that we need to see dense housing built for students, dense housing built in our cities, and I think that that there is going to help us.
A man has admitted to murdering his 8-year-old daughter in County Wexford. 35-year-old Mohammed Al-Shaker Al-Tamimi also pleaded guilty today to the attempted murder of the girl's mother in their home at New Ross. Court's correspondent Frank Guerney reports.
On the night of the 1st of December last year, Gardaí and emergency services were called to a residence on Lower William Street in New Ross. A mother and daughter had been stabbed in their home. 8-year-old Malika Noor Al-Khatib was rushed to hospital where she was later pronounced dead. Her mother, Aisha Noor Al-Khatib, survived the attack. Mohammed Al-Shakir Al-Tamimi was due to stand trial in January for the murder of his daughter and the attempted murder of her mother, but today he pleaded guilty to both charges and he'll be handed a life sentence when the case returns to court in December.
The average waiting time for a driving test in Ireland remains at 10 weeks. The Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Sean Kenny, had instructed the RSA to provide him with a monthly report on the average wait times and pressures across test centres. September figures show the average wait time in Letterkenny is 4 weeks, while Buncrana and Donegal are above the national average at 11 weeks. Minister Kenny says efforts are continuously being made to bring those numbers down.
There are still some centres which are above that average and we're working to bring them down. If you take in Donegal alone, Letterkenny is now down to 4 weeks, where Buncrana and the centre are still at 11 weeks. So basically, we want to get them down below the 10 weeks. We have now almost the full complement of driver testers in place. We're at 195 and we have 5 more to bring into being, and that will happen in the next month. So basically, I want to commend the RSA for taking on the challenge, for working weekends, and they will continue to do that.
And are you satisfied with the rest of the driving process in terms of learning how to drive the mandatory 12 lessons? I know there's arguments on both sides saying that it should be increased, while on the other hand, people are saying it's just too expensive to expect young people to be able to pay that.
I think we have to understand that we have too many deaths on our roads every year, and we have to make sure that road safety is the primary objective here. Training is required, driving testing has to be done, people have to be competent driving on the roads, and I think we have to bring in a bit more what I would call education into our national schools and sector schools to make sure that young people, when they're going to go for the licence, that they fully understand and are better equipped in order to be able to pass their test. And I think that is something that we're working on, and we also have additional money ring-fenced within the RSA for education for the next year from the budget. 18 million has been allocated so that we actually will be able to drive more education to make sure people are better equipped.
It's 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to an ad break and we'll have sport after those. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Republic of Ireland boss Heimir Hogrimsson says his side aren't looking ahead to next week's tie with Armenia. They'll look to avenge a 2-1 loss last time out, but first face Portugal in Lisbon tomorrow. Hogrimsson says they're focused on the task at hand, but admits 3 points might come easier in Tuesday's game.
We need at least minimum 3 points from this camp, and for obvious reasons. It's when you look at it, it's probably the Armenia game that everybody is saying, okay, we can have a good performance and a better performance than in Armenia and get 3 points there.
Kickoff is at 7:45 tomorrow evening in Lisbon. Shamrock Rovers can seal the SSE Air Trusty League title with 4 games to spare tonight. Should the Hoops avoid defeat against Dublin rivals Shelburne at Tallaght Stadium, they'll be crowned champions. That is the only game in the Premier Division this evening. In the First Division, Finn Harps will look to spoil Dundalk's party by getting a result at Oriel Park. The home side can clinch the league title and promotion back to the top flight with a win tonight. Harps have taken 4 points off the champions-elect already this season, and manager Kevin McHugh is looking for his side to put in a good performance on the road.
Dundalk have individual players that are top-notch, and that's why they're right up there, and that's why it's gone down to the wire. And yeah, as you say, there'll be a bumper crowd tonight. They'll be fully expecting a home one, but we're not just going there to make up the numbers either, you know what I mean? We have our own aspirations and we have our own plans, even ahead of next year, so we'll be going down to give the best account of ourselves as we can, you know.
In other First Division games, Wexford go to Kerry, Treaty welcome Bray, UCD meet Athlone and Longford face Cove. Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill has refused to call tonight's qualifier against Slovakia a must-win game. They are second in Group A, 3 points behind tonight's opponents. It's the first of two matches in quick succession at Windsor Park, with third place Germany, the visitors, on Monday. Locally tonight in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1 of the Donegal League, Gidore United host Ballybuffet United, while in the Old Orchard Saturday Division 2, Bonagie United take on Glenay. Both of those games are at 7:30. Moving on to Gaelic games, the Donegal Junior and Senior Finals will be our featured games this weekend on Highland, with live commentary from tomorrow's Junior Final meeting of Letterkenny Gaels and Cairn Donagh, and Sunday's top billing clash of Gidore and Naoimh Connell in the Senior Final. Gidore are unbeaten in this campaign, but manager Ronan McNeillis is aware of the threats their opponents possess.
Naoimh Connell have been in 8 of the last 9. This will be their 8th final in 9 years, and they've won more than they've lost in those. They know how to win finals, they know how to win games. They've got a serious bit of talent coming through there, and the three young fellas there, especially Malone, Campbell and Rorty, probably going to be young player of the year in the country. Kieran Gallagher has been a huge addition this year as well, and you add that to the experienced players they have there already. It's a pretty lethal combination that they have, and then to have someone with Regan's experience on the line and all, like, this final day to them is just second nature. They know how it goes, they know the rigmarole. I can't imagine there'll be much nerves, whereas for us it's the complete opposite.
Naoimh Connell manager Martin Regan says Gidore are well set up for it and weren't far off winning the competition last year.
They seem to be very well set up defensively, and obviously they've some top forwards, so they have, and you know, no more than ourselves, Gidore will be hurting from last year as well. They ran Unions to a point, I think it was, in the semi-final last year, and would have felt that they left that behind them maybe. I know they had a free at the end that could have levelled it or could have won it for them maybe in the end. They ran Unions really, really close last year, so they'll come back hurting as well from last year, and no more than ourselves, they'll leave everything on the field.
Oisín Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Brennan Kilcoyne will be on commentary duty from the 3:30 throw-in on Sunday afternoon. In schools GA, the St Union's College have won the Donegal Post-Primary School Senior Final this afternoon. The college defeated St Columbus Comprehensive Glenties 217-27 in Glenswilly earlier. Finally, for this evening in athletics, this year's Donegal Cross Country Championships take place on Sunday in Cairn Donagh. The senior women start at 10 a.m. with the men at 10:30, and the even-aged juveniles get up and running at 11:15. That's all your sports news for today, but you can tune in for updates from the Finn Harps game in Dundalk from 7:45. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. August and Nish and Newt, like Colm Ferriter.
Chamber Natashev, Colm Ferriter and Shaw, then the Briefs guilty. Vron Glor Nigel, Sim Kafis Akuig, Mili Euro, Choran Jarig, na Palestina. Eg Okaj Malia Haklia and Charton Shaw. The Ambassador na Palestina, Jilan Abjam Majid, Elahar Marin, Ladir Rigarvi, Ard Rooney, Chris Jarig Naherin, Sholu and Factus, na Dridge the Hula, Emi Valtanya, Lisbrick Fiha Mili Euro, Aharins Nikela, Don Choran Jarig na Palestina, Akala Fridge Flahalucht, Clubbin a Common Luchla Scale, Groupy Pobble Geliga August Gelsucht, August Nilinri Chiley, August Gnolucht the Ubrian, E. Godject a Glorny Gale, Sariu and Sprick August Bunyu Kafa Sakuig Mila Ama, Sima Astriu, Hig and Horan Jarag, Arena Shart and Kontaku, Lishan Ober, Habakta, a Yanin Shut. Fela and Oher Fui Land Shoal Fui Lahar Anishan Lechukenen, Arakta Glenra Lechukenen. Le Felera Emakti Kortafuiv Raj and Fobble La Takyokt O Forest Nigeliga Erin Sahern Amora Bay Reese Safarik Toshir Diginia Clug August Clar Emakti Kemsiha Lyaka Hama Don Onad Kultura Regina and Lechukenen Bayan Scannon Auron Amara on Adaw Yaga Clug August Cardlan Togal Teddy on Fosta Eg and Onad Kultura Ege Dayagik, Ege Dal Clug Trinona, Augustin Scannon and Igel Gorum, Eg a 3 o'clock, Trinona, Gaolus, Eg August Bay Kelly Moore on Fosta, Lilin, Fela and Oher, Gaolus, Eg Lina Elsie, Bunk IE. Vilershu Publi Shas Lin on and Chakton Shaw, Con Kedyru, a Yenuv, Erfolosi, Giliga, Corlia, Nakafra, Balia, First, Vale First. August le shasu I dluf harciocht na pobl na gilige a glac corlia cathra bel first le sin cid policy gilige le cera cid bliana August an chartan choi hard comai August corti an policy le status na gilige a servishi corhiocht August finolocht corporajach na corlia heart an cahar. Sin mo hod se iligolier, slan agus banacat.
Gara mai agad calm. Donegal is to see six more charging hubs for electric vehicles. It's part of a nearly €10 million funding injection to see 90 new hubs installed nationwide. In Donegal, the charging points will be located along the N56. They're expected to be available for public use by April next year. TFI has announced local link services will be enhanced from Leitrim to Donegal. This enhancement is part of the Connecting Ireland Rural Mobility Plan, a major national public transport initiative developed and funded by the National Transport Authority under the TFI network. Katie Gillen reports.
Route 983 will be enhanced between Kinlaw and Leitrim and Ballyshannon and will now operate 10 daily return services from Monday to Thursday, 14 daily return services on Friday and Saturday, and 8 daily return services on Sunday, with 2 daily return services extending to Manor Hamilton from Monday to Sunday. The enhanced route comes into effect on Monday, October 20th, and will offer a new connection at Melvin Fields in Kinlaw instead of Bundoran Cinema, and will continue to provide peak and evening services. It also offers connectivity to Ballyshannon Bus Station, Bundoran Centre, regional bus services, and to the villages and areas of Lurgan Boy, Glenaid, Kinlaw, Bundoran East and Finner.
Well, looking now to the weather forecast, it will remain dry tonight with lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees in light winds. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. The Israeli military has now withdrawn to an agreed territory in Gaza just over 7 hours on from the implementation of a ceasefire deal. Hamas has now 72 hours to release all its hostages, which will then be followed by the release of Palestinian prisoners. The measures mark the first phase of the US-backed peace plan that was agreed by the Israeli cabinet last night. Greyhound Racing Ireland says 99.7% of the dogs that raced in Lifford Stadium completed their races from January until the end of September this year. It comes as the Irish Council Against Blood Sports say 13 of the hounds were euthanised in the first 8 months of the year due to injury. The figures were released to Deputy Paul Murphy. The 5-month-long hosepipe ban that's currently in place for the Milford Regional Public Water Supply will come to an end on Monday. The water preservation order was first announced on May 6th, initially to only last 6 weeks. And finally, the Taoiseach has confirmed he will vote for Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys in the upcoming presidential election. Micheál Martin also said Fianna Fáil voters will not be directed to vote for a particular candidate. The Fianna Fáil leader also firmly rejected any suggestion the election will be a referendum on the government, describing the idea as a false premise. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, October 10th. The death has occurred of Cronan O'Donnell, 6 Elm Court, Remelton, reposing at his home tomorrow and on Sunday from 12 noon until 10 o'clock each day. Funeral mass on Monday at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv, rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the oncology unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has taken place of Brian Lafferty, Millbrook Terrace, Mallin, formerly of Bun Glengad. Brian's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 6 o'clock going to his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45. For 10:30, funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Aughaclay, followed by interment in St Mary's Church, Lag Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Rosaline Connolly, ní Hart, 4 Clun Lee, Connieborough Road, Lifford, reposing at her home at 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday at 11:45 for mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Liz Buchanan Ross Garrow Milford, reposing at her late residence in Ross Garrow from 6:30 until 10 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral service at her home on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, house private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Stephen Clark Glen Burnie Moville. Stephen's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 1 p.m. for 1:30 Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Ballybrack, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funerals Director Facebook page. Family time from 9 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Dominic Dim McGinney, Ohalati Carrigart. He's reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St John the Baptist Church at 11 a.m. tomorrow, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time before the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Oliver Allen, Ott Road, Muff. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow at 10:15 to the Sacred Heart Church, Muff, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Boner, Ní Forcar, Anagri. Remains are reposing at her home today. Rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private before the funeral, family flowers only. The death has taken place of Sister Helen McGinty, IBVM, Clare County Donegal, formerly of Loretto Convent, Balbriggan, and Loretto Convent, Letterkenny. Arriving at St Agatha's Church, Clare, today at approximately 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, which may be viewed on MCN Live. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eamon Martin, Shanna Ballylar Fanad. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte Fanad, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass will be recorded and later uploaded on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.